Morning. Yes, I'm still sleepy. We had a busy day yesterday. I don't see what's wrong with staying in bed for a while. I don't have anything to do today. Maybe we have things we could do, but... You're warm. You're still sore from last night? You can massage me later if you want. Yes, I would appreciate it if you returned the favor. We're spoiling each other. It's nice though. Let's just stay in bed. I see. Do you want to play, please? There's some oil over on the bedside table. Pass it to me. Good. Good boy. Come here. One of my legs in between yours, okay? Then I'll finger you. How does that sound? Perfect. Circling the outside of your hole right now, just rubbing a little bit of the oil into your skin. Are you ready? Okay, I'm just gonna push one finger inside. You're still loose from last night. No, that's not a bad thing. I kind of like it. It just means it'll be easier when I push my cock into you later. How does that feel? I can feel you squeezing around my finger. That's it. Grin against my leg. I can feel you. Just from rubbing your perfect little cock against me. Just one finger. I wonder what you'll do when I add a second. Oh, yeah. You like when I fill you up, stretch you out like this, don't you? I like it too. core. Now that I can feel you just pulsing around my fingers. It's so nice. That's it. Good boy. Keep rubbing your cock against my leg. That's it. You want me to put another finger inside you? Okay. There you go. How does that feel? I want you to tell me. Good. I like spreading you open with my fingers like this. I like the way that your thighs clip down around mine while you're grinding your cock on me. Oh, you're such a needy little prince, aren't you? You look gorgeous like this, you know? I swear I'm never gonna get tired of seeing it. The way your face gets all red. You start shaking a little bit. Clinging on to me. It makes me feel like I can really protect you. You're so much smaller than me. God, I love just holding you like this. Pumping my fingers in and out of you. I love making you feel good. I really do. I love you too. I love you too, little prince. Maybe I can even eat you out later. Would you like that? I'd love to eat you out later. Yeah, that's it. Hold on to me. Just grind yourself back and forth. Push yourself back onto my fingers. Rub your cock against my leg. It's fun making you do all the work sometimes. That makes me have an idea. How about after you come and after we get some food, we come back to bed and you ride me? I love you so much. I love you so much that I don't know what to do with myself sometimes. Oh, that's it, little prince. Oh, yeah. Make yourself come. Oh, make yourself come on my fingers. Oh, give me your gum. Please. You're the only person I'd ever say please for. That's it. That's it. Just rock yourself back and forth like that. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, now come for me. Come for me. Come for me. You just like that. Yes. Yes. Yes, little prince. Oh, that was so nice. Feel good? Just stay in my arms for a little longer. I don't have to do anything today, so just... I love holding you like this. I love being alone with you out here. Just the two of us. I don't know if I've ever been this happy before. Hey, just stay here. I'll get it. The hell would be here this early? What time is it?
Wow, we've been in bed for a while, haven't we? Just stay here. Wait for me. All right, I'll be right back.
Just give me a minute. The rebellion failed. Yes. The king is still in power. The knights weren't anticipating his personal guard fighting back as hard as they did. Most of them managed to cover up their involvement with arming the villagers, but some of them did not. The townspeople and knights who were found out were all thrown into prison. They are awaiting their sentences right now. Some of the members of the rebellion managed to escape, of course, but many did not. That was one of the women who was in my division. She remembered me leaving with you and figured that this was where I would go. It's not just that. Your sister was killed in the rebellion. I know you weren't close with her, but that makes you the heir. You're the heir to the throne. She told me that the king is aware that I took you out of the palace before the siege began. He doesn't know our exact location right now. Yeah. I think this does mean that we have to go back. Or we run. Those are about our only options right now. If I don't bring you back, they're likely to assume the worst, that I kidnapped you or I'm holding you for ransom, and I mean, I don't want to see what kind of force the king sends out after his missing heir.
I really don't. No, not because I wouldn't be able to take them, but because you could get caught in the crossfire, and I will not let that happen. I know. We gotta figure something out. If we run, that means life on the run. There will be no stopping, no turning back. We'll have to disguise ourselves. It doesn't matter where we go. And we can't stay. My friend told me he'll be sending troops in a few days if you're not returned to the palace. God. I really knew it was too good to be true. And I still let myself believe that it would just be fine, and we could stay here forever, and it was foolish. Hey, I can only advise you on what choice to make, but the decision is up to you, and I will follow you wherever you choose. I do. If you choose to go back, I will return with you. As far as the king knows, I was just getting you out of the palace to keep you safe. And if you choose to flee, then I will guard you. And I will protect you. And I will run with you wherever you choose to go. Yes. There's no good answer to something like this, I suppose. You want to go back? Good. Good. That's the safest choice for you, which is what's important. Yes, I am just telling myself that. Oath or no oath, I am still your knight. And I am still going to protect you no matter what happens. If that means protecting you from a life of court intrigue and arranged marriages, then so be it. Hey, it was good while it lasted, and it's not like we necessarily have to stop once we get back. Come on, I guard your tower every night. Do you know how easy it would be for me to just slip inside? Maybe that was a double entendre, but we could preserve something of the life that we've created here together. I know. You're absolutely right. It's hard. And it sucks. What other choice do we have? You've made your choice to go back. And I will follow you. Yes, this is the choice I wanted you to make. This is the choice that keeps you safe. That keeps you from having to deal with a life on the run. I can't say I'm happy with it, I guess, but I'm glad that we got to have this time together. I really, really am.
It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. I promise. I'll make it okay for you. I will do whatever it takes to make sure you're happy and safe. We should go. After you ride me? Oh, why not? I may not get another chance for a little while. Why not? I love you. I love you no matter where we are.